All right, Rabosei, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up in Os Chaf Hei. We began Os Chaf Hei yesterday, where Reb Tzadok really began to develop this incredible idea regarding the dogs. He said, as opposed to the chamar, the donkey, which brays in the early part of the night when the master is still awake, so the dogs often reserve their barking for when people are asleep. The dogs have a second mishmar, which is mamish like the dead of the night, the middle of the night. People are asleep, the dogs are barking. So remember again, so Reb Tzadok began to explain this idea. We're picking up on page Nun Ches, and we are, let's start in the beginning of the left-hand paragraph. He said, I'm reading in Be'uriah Chassidus, I'm sorry. Left-hand paragraph, Be'uriah Chassidus, page Nun Ches. So just as the dog, if the dog tries to bark during the day, so ultimately his master or others will try to silence him. But when it's the dead of night and there's no one to disturb, the dog's barking, so the dog barks at will. So Reb Tzadok says this is a powerful metaphor for ruchnius, for spirituality. Da'inu b'tfila hanirmezes b'tzakas haklovim. Very often prayer is compared to barking of dogs. Just like the dog barks when it wants something, so Chazal often compared tfila to the barking of the dog, right? The dog wants something, the dog barks as well. So he goes on, he says, To Yoser, she spalel ha'adam b'makom she'in sham b'nei adam. It's better for a person to daven, where other people are not found. Just like the dog is only able to bark unaffected if there's no one else around, so too, again, it is better for a person to be able to daven if there's no one else around as well. He goes on, he says, why? Because when there are people who are not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way, what Reb Tzadok is saying is like this. Just like the dog, when he's around people who are quieting him, who are shushing him, who are stifling him, so it impedes his ability to bark at will. So sometimes when we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're around people who are not supportive of that endeavor, and we are around people who are exerting, we'll call it a negative spiritual energy, it impedes our ability to properly serve the Ribono Shel Olam. He goes on, him in Babylon also as hamispalo bifnios lechavin bitfilaso letoeles atzmo velo avar hashchina vehimasichen es daito lachshov bitfilaso machsheves chutz. Hainu chutz min hakavana haruya shu'umi bifnei hamelech bitfilah. So we'll say, so sometimes again, if I'm around just the wrong kind of influences, and by the way, the wrong kind of influences doesn't even have to be negative or bad things. It just means distracting things. That's when I am distracted, when there's too much around me going on, by definition, my tefillah becomes distracted. Now, distracted tefillah, Reb Tzadok says, can mean a variety of different things. Reb Tzadok says, for example, he says, davening for yourself as opposed to davening for the purpose of connecting to the Shekhinah is distracted. Now that's obviously a very high level, right? But then perhaps more appropriately or more relatable, he says, sometimes when you get distracted, you just start thinking about other stuff during davening. Well, so, you know, doesn't it happen sometimes, unfortunately, that a person's davening and ultimately, again, I find myself at a certain part of tefillah and I ask myself that most profound question, how did I get here? How did I get here? Not like, how did I get here? Some type of esoteric, metaphysical, existential question. Like, how did I get here? I mean, like, how did I get to the end of Psuki de Zimra? I don't remember davening the first part of it. Or how exactly did I get to Modim? I don't really remember the brachas beforehand. Says Reb Tzadok, sometimes when there's too much going on around me, the tefillah itself becomes distracted. He says, V'gam shar machshavas ba'al yadam. He says, just again, the same way that the dog is able to bark unimpeded when there are not other people around, so too sometimes the best ruchnius, the best spirituality, or the best spiritual accomplishments are able to be accomplished when we are alone, when there's no one else around. He goes on, he says,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of the left-hand column of the Biur HaChassidus, about 8 lines up from where it ends. So he quotes over here, Kimoshe Kasov Bedegel Machane Ephraim, Kama Pamim, Al Pasuk Shenemar, Al Kohen Gadosh Kishenichnas Lifnai Velifnim, Biyom HaKippurim, V'chol Adam Lo Yiyye Ba'oamoid, B'vo'ol L'chaper V'kodesh. So it's actually a very profound raya. So the Degel Machane Ephraim writes something truly beautiful. He explains that halacha lemaisa, a person, Pasuk says that when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, b'chol adam lo yiyeh b'kodesh, no one else should be there when the Kohen Gadol is there. So what's the pshat? No one else should be there when the Kohen Gadol is there. So we'll say it's a very profound idea that sometimes for the most elevated of spiritual experiences, you have to go at it alone. You have to go at it alone, because sometimes other people, good people, but other people are a distraction. He goes on, he says, Shebaha Dor Lerames, Shekisha Adam Rotze Lavor Hashem Be'emes Ubitmimus. And what we learn from the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is that when a person wants to truly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with truth and with completion, Azay Tzarech Lachshov V'ledamos Bi'atzmo, Kiluhu Ba'atzmo Yechidi Ba'olam. I will say, sometimes to accomplish great things, you have to view yourself in that moment as if you are the only person standing there. There is no one else around. No one else around but me. And therefore, again, there are no distractions. No distractions from any person. Page nuntes umikomakum. So I will say, so therefore, again, this is the concept of Reb Tzadok. This is the concept. Ultimately, again, this yisod, we'll say, you could also, if it doesn't work, you could just punch in the number also, I think. Right, Jeremy? Okay, good. So we'll say, so again, ultimately what you begin to see is that halacha lamaisa in the event, not in the event, but sometimes for a person to reach a maximum spiritual state, so a person has to be by themselves. No distractions. Nothing else happening around me. But here Reb Tzadok gives an important qualifier. He explains on page Nuntas, So we'll say, this doesn't apply to Tfilah B'Tzibur. And this is incredibly important. When it comes to Tfilah B'Tzibur, that is not considered to be a distraction for the individual. Ki keshegam hatzibur mispalalin b'sha'azu yachad imo, as in Daiton Shal Hatzibur Alov. Because we'll say, this is actually very interesting. So even though we're saying that sometimes being with other people can be a distraction, it's not the case for Tefillah B'Tzibur. For Tefillah B'Tzibur, and a person davens as part of a kehila, the presence of other individuals is not deemed to be a distraction. An incredible, incredible yisod. Why? Kishegam ki Hatzibur mispalin b'shazu yachadimo, as in Daitan Shal Hatzibur Alov. V'chin Mameila Gamhu Lo Nigram Lo Lachshov Aleim, O Mameila Daita Eina Musachas Minat Tila. So I'll say, this is actually an incredible yisod. His wording is, that Tila B'Tzibur is not a distraction. Why? Because when I daven, so the Tzibur, his Lashon over here is, the Das of the Tzibur is not on me. What does it mean, the Das of the Tzibur is not on me? What a strange thing to say. So I'll say, perhaps what it means is like this. The whole yisod of Tfilah B'Tzibur is that you become one with the Tzibur. You become one with the Tzibur, right? A Tzibur is not viewed as a number of disparate parts, but rather a Tzibur ultimately, again, is viewed as one comprehensive entity. One complete and comprehensive entity. So therefore, says Reb Tzadok, that's not considered to be a distraction. An incredible yisod. So, because again, you read this, and you would think that Reb Tzadok's logical conclusion was daven by yourself. Daven by yourself, don't be distracted, you'll have the best davening ever. And the truth is, again, there are times when davening by yourself absolutely is sometimes the most profound tefillah, but of course there's a halacha of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the halacha of Tefillah B'Tzibur means that we daven as part of a minyan. But Lamaisa says Reb Tzadik, the reason why Tila B'Tzibur is not an intrusion or not a distraction is because in Da'at Hanalav, when I daven as part of a Tzibur, it's not the pshat that their Das, see, it's interesting. So either it could mean that the whole is reckoned as one, the collective becomes one, and when the collective becomes one, I don't view it as a bunch of people over here. We all become one collective entity. Or it could also mean that Lamaisa Reb Tzadik's Yisod of people going ahead and being interfered by the presence of others is only when we're not all doing the same thing. If everybody's doing the same thing and everybody's working in the same direction, then by definition, that is not considered to be a distraction. All right, well, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this. So we have this incredible model from the dogs barking. The dogs bark most efficiently when they are alone. Sometimes the way to bark most efficiently, to have the most efficient and most powerful ruchnius, is by yourself. When there's no distractions, nothing else holding you back. But it says Reb Tzadik very carefully, of course, this doesn't apply to Tefillah B'Tzibur. How we also apply this to Talmud Torah, Mir Tz Hashem, we will see tomorrow. Shkach l'sech.